reporter is on. This is for the appeal of 47 Bluff Road, not Buff Ledge, Buff Road. We'll go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Joe Burkhart.
All right, Joe, you have the floor.
Okay, I'm here to appeal the appraised value of the land section of my home located at 47 Bluff Road. When I looked at this, which I presented to you, this was an example of, I have two graphics. One is the entire Mills Point area on this graph, and the other is more zeroed in on just a few of the homes. And all of the homes on Mills Point have an appraised value, all lakefront homes have an appraised value of $300,000. Okay, the only home that has $470,000 is mine, and the house located next to me at 61 Bluff Road, which, as you can see in this picture, the house at 61 Bluff Road is considerably larger than my home, approximately 4 to 5 times larger with 4 to 5 times lake frontage. So my first question was, why was my house appraised at considerably amount to my comparative neighbors?
For the land.
For the land at 47. And then I also indicated that when you really look and you drill down this chart, you'll see that most of us have comparable lake frontage and size of the lot. And you can just, you know, when you look at the visuals, you know, there's, you know, my lot's not any larger than most of the others. In fact, this particular graphic shows my lake frontage is 71 feet and the one 2 doors down is 76 feet. And it's a larger lot and it is appraised at 300,000 and mine's at 470. So this didn't make much sense to me.
Well, the answer? Do you want an answer for that?
Yes, I'd like an answer for
sure.
That.
So we didn't have a whole lot of sales on the point, but over the last years, you know, particularly when we did the reappraisal 15 years ago, we did grade and we had sales on Buff Ledge Road, which were higher than Whitecap. And so we had a multipliers established at that point, and we didn't change any of those multipliers. We just changed the base rates for the site. So everybody got a base rate on the site. We have particular multipliers for Whitecap, Railroad, the Middle Causeway, and what's the other one? Mill Point Road. So as you So as you go from the lake up, you lose value as you get up farther away from the lake, and we go to the point, it increases the value. So that's that adjustment, and Whitecap is a certain amount.
Okay.
So that's where that came
from.
That's
your answer. Okay, my response to that is the lakefront homes at 24, 36, and 50 Bluff Road are all at 300,000. So that contradicts what you had just said, that Bluff Road has a higher multiplier or other value when the same 300,000 is what is all in the home.
We didn't make any adjustments to those multipliers. We just increased the base rates.
Okay. So what my response was, back in 2011 when the last appraisal was, I had written a note to the town dated July 24, 2011, asking why my appraisal was $80,000 was higher. I never got a response on that. So even back then, there was questions whether or not that was valid in terms of that determination that the houses on Bluff Road. But even the current valuation shows that all the houses on Bluff Road are 300,000, the lakefront. And then the discrepancy between 300,000 and 470,000, which is mine, there's only one other home, which is at the end at 61. It's 5 times larger than my lot. It's by the way, that Vision website was helpful because that helps me, gave me a really good idea to compare my property to others, even the replacement cost of the structure.
Yeah, it was, it's nice.
That was good to know.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It's good to have that out. I like it.
It is.
I'm looking up all the ones you mentioned.
Yeah.
You said 24, 36,
and 50? Yeah. 24, 36, and 50 are all on Bluff Road, and they all have an appraised value of $300,000 on the land.
Come on.
And the only one that doesn't is the one next door to me at 37.
For some reason, I can't pull 36 up from all that. I pulled up 50 and 24, and they do have 300.
Yeah, it looks like 37's at 380.
Yeah, 37's at 380, which if I were him, I would repeal it. Was there any reason or logic that the houses going up on Bluff Road, in your mind, Bob, had a higher valuation?
What did you say?
Well, when you said initially that Bluff Road had a higher appraised value, was there any logic to that?
Back in 2011?
Back to the what?
In 2011?
Yeah.
Or no? Yeah, in 2011 we actually had sales on Bluff Road.
Right.
Yours was one of them.
2010.
Yeah, and yours was one of them. So that showed us that section of Mills Point was a higher value than, say, Whitecap, where we had sales on Whitecap. We also had sales on Causeway as well. So we were able to adjust based on those, where those were on the lakeshore in Mills Point. I think we even lowered it when you got down to Marsh Lane. Marsh Lane was a separate thing too.
What about Heroes Way? That's two doors down from
Yeah, there. I can't remember what we did on Heroes. I think Heroes Way we matched it with Causeway, but that's how I remember it. And we never changed any of those adjustments for this one because we didn't have the sales this time. So we didn't have a lot to go on.
Right.
So we just said, well, we'll go on historic valuations. And we do that if we don't have sales in a neighborhood. We don't put everybody at average if it's historically been a better than average neighborhood. We just leave it if we don't have any sales because we don't have any other evidence other than historic sales. So same thing with Mills Point, same thing with Colchester Point, same thing with Sand Dunes or Coast Island. We just didn't have enough sales of these camps this time around to make micro adjustments like we did last time. So we left those adjustments the same.
But this time you kind of did everybody at $300,000. When you really look at the VGIS website, everybody's at $300,000 this time. So there wasn't any. I'm just a little surprised as a math major that there's not a calculation of total square footage and lakefront footage.
Not for these camps. No, because not all leased properties have a delineated feet of frontage. Mills Point's unique because there's actually a map that shows where those lots are, but those aren't legal lots.
Yeah.
They're just the leasing lots.
Right.
But for instance, Coates Island, it's just where the house is. There's no delineation. And I want to say Colchester Point's the same way. There's no delineation for the site. At least there's not one that's recorded that I can think of. So it's hard to say, well, this lease site has 100 feet of frontage. This one has 300 feet of frontage. It's hard to do that. So we don't do that for the lease camps. We do that for homes that are on the lake,
yeah.
But not for the lease properties. And I think, it's going to go on record, but I do think that there should be adjustments for swamp, marsh lane should be adjusted down. Whitecap should have an average value. Heroes, I don't know, it's hard to say, but Causeway should have its own because it's all shale beach and they have the issue of the Causeway. There should have been more micro adjustments.
Right.
I think we had more micro adjustments last time. We just kind of went flat neighborhood this time. But I do think there probably should have been more micro adjustments based on that
right.
quality of
right.
where they are.
But in this case, you got everyone
yeah.
at $300,000 and me and Rossetti at $470,000 and
yeah.
$61,000.
Yeah. I understand. I get your point.
Any other questions or any other information you want to know?
No, that's great.
Good. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy your summer. Hope
yeah.
this doesn't beat you up too much.
No. Maybe another week. Yeah. So we're going to deliberate, and you'll get a notice from us within 2 weeks, or 2 weeks at the end of the notice, but it should be in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.